FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The National Prosecuting Authority says it's going to file a new extradition application for the Gupta brothers. Rajesh and Atul Gupta, who were arrested in Dubai in 2022, are accused of involvement in state capture during former President Jacob Zuma's term in office. Among the cases are the Newlane Frieda Dairy Farm case. The Supreme Court of Appeal overturned an early decision to acquit all of those accused in that case, paving the way for a retrial. Head of the NPA's investigative directive, Andrea Johnson, addressed the Standing Committee on Public Accounts this afternoon. She says after writing to the UAE, they are yet to receive a response about why the extradition attempt failed.
The country also cannot sit and wait while the NPA, unfortunately, has to follow a legal process. So having taken that into account, the public interest and the interest of justice, we will submit new applications, but not just for the matters that we had applied for, which was Estina and Newlane. We are going to apply for extraditions in relation to other state capture matters.
Government is partially lifting its ban on poultry imports from Brazil starting tomorrow. The Department of Agriculture says trade can now resume with all Brazilian states except one, which was hit by a bird flu outbreak last month. Only products made within 28 days before the outbreak were affected by the ban. Durban-based Merlog Foods manager George Saudi has welcomed the move.
This move balances biosecurity with the urgent need for affordable protein in South Africa. Speed matters when it comes to food security. We now await final agreement on the health certificate wording to resume immediate trade without delay.
And workers in the Umhlanga local municipality say they'll intensify their strike if their demands aren't addressed by Friday. Members of the South African Municipal Workers Union have marched to the municipal offices to hand over a memorandum outlining their grievances. Samu's Stembiso Dlamini.
So we want all of the employees to earn a similar grade. The issue of they are working for overtime, but they are non-payment of overtime. Thirdly, it's an issue of tools. They don't have tools, literally nothing. The car that they are using, they are fed up and all those things. Fourthly, it's an issue of safety and security. The issue of protective clothing are the demands that the workers they want.
Meanwhile, the municipality claims critical infrastructure, including water supply systems, was deliberately tampered with during the strike. And abroad, the U.S. Supreme Court has upheld a state law banning gender-affirming medical treatments for transgender minors. The top court voted 6-3 to uphold a law in Tennessee which bans hormone therapy, puberty blockers, and gender transition surgery for those under the age of 18. Durban and Richards Bay, high of 22 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 18. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhya.